Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Behind the Braves, presented by Jostens, the official podcast of the Atlanta Braves. I'm Ricky Mast, Atlanta Braves digital media content manager, joined here in person, in the flesh, live from Northport, Florida, at Cool Today Park, with Director of Braves Alumni Relations, and more importantly for this episode, Commissioner of Braves Fantasy Camp, Greg McMichael. Greg, this is our third show we've done from Fantasy Camp. We started in 2020. Of course, 2021, we were still in the weird COVID phase, so we didn't have one that year. And then we returned last year, so this is the third one. First of all, right off the top, all jokes aside, thank you again for having me down here. You know, I've said it many a times on our show, I love coming down here. It's just, it's fun to be around the campers. I really, truly enjoy, I enjoy meeting and talking with them, but I honestly enjoy kind of sitting back and just watching and just seeing everybody have so much fun. It's such a blast. So thank you for having me, first of all. And second of all, this is, you're breaking some new ground this year. We are in week one of Fantasy Camp because you're doing two camps this year. And this is kind of the more of the rookie camp, I'd say. A lot of first-timers here. So how is week one of Fantasy Camp going for you here in the 2023 edition?
Yeah. Week one is going really well. It is a little bit different because there's so many new campers, but wouldn't change it. It takes me back to kind of how we started the other camp years ago, and the weather's been great. We had a little bit of adjustment today because of all the rain, but it's been going really well. I'm trying to pace myself because I usually, at the end of at least the camps in the past, I've gotten either sick or lost my voice or whatever, so I've been pacing myself. I've got more staff down here this year that are kind of helping, taking some of the burden off and doing some of the things that that I would normally do, because, you know, when you only got 1 week, you know, you can kind of blow it out, right? You can kind of, you don't have to. But now that you got 2 weeks, you know, you only get like a day or so in between. You got to start back over again. A lot of conversations, a lot of late nights, a lot of early mornings. And then we don't have too many times that we have to make adjustments with the weather, because it's such a great time in Florida in January because it's the dry season. But this year we actually have had rain in the morning, so we lost the morning. But it's only happened like two times in 11 years where we've actually lost some time. But it's been a great week so far. And, of course, you're going to get to hear from a couple of the campers who are having a great time and are in the running. They're in the running for getting in the championship game, so it's pretty exciting.
It is. You're going to hear from Kevin McAlpin, AJ Kissinger. They're on Mike Mordecai. I almost said Bielecki because he's
yeah, there's Bielecki.
He's here too.
And Mike Hampton.
And Mike Hampton.
And Mike Mordecai.
Yeah,
I always said that. Mike Mordecai.
Mike Devereaux.
Mike Devereaux. Yeah, that's right. That was like four Mikes.
Half the coach's room is Mike's.
What's up with that? And then McMichael, you know, so I don't know.
that's true. I didn't think of that. That's right. Yeah, so Kevin McAlpin, AJ Kissinger, they're on Kyle Farnsworth and Mike Mordecai's team. So you're going to hear from them. Of course, you know and love Kevin, pre and post game host for 680 The Fan, Braves Radio Network. And of course, he's been on here with us many times. And fun fact, this is true, he's going to be officiating my wedding. It's as of the recording, it's about 2 months away. So
wow.
I got wedding, I've got spring training coming up, we're here at Fantasy Camp, so it's
is the honeymoon getting pushed?
No, we're getting married on a Saturday, obviously March 18th, and then I got a lot of out of town people coming. A lot of family will still be around on Sunday. We'll get to, you know, probably have brunch with folks and let see people off, and then we'll take
going
Monday.
To Helen, right?
What's that?
Going to Helen, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. We're heading to Des Moines. We're going to take Monday off to regroup a little bit and pack, and then Tuesday we fly to St. Lucia for
nice.
A week. So
wow.
We get back the following Tuesday. I'm back on the office Wednesday, and then Thursday, the 2023 regular season kicks off.
Wow.
So
that's going to be a whirlwind.
Yeah, so the next couple of months are going to be a whirlwind for me. So I've kind of looked at it like this fantasy camp was kind of the first big benchmark or milestone of the 2023 year for me. And this is a perfect way to kick it off.
That's great.
But yeah, we're excited to have Kevin and AJ. It's been great for me. I've only been in camp a little over a day now. and just walking around and seeing there's so many rookies. There's a few veterans here. I've seen a few familiar faces, but in this particular camp, seeing so many new people and watching them kind of experience this stuff for the first time. Again, I've never played in it. I very much enjoy just being around, doing a show with you. If there's anything I can do to help or pitch in or do some social media stuff, whatever, I enjoy that part of it. But I've been here enough now that I kind of feel like, I know the routine, not the routine, but I know how it goes a little bit. So watching guys or watching all these first time campers experience stuff for the first time, it's fun for me. I really, it's really, really enjoyable. And I'm excited. I think somebody in the Braves Fantasy Camp Facebook group pointed this out the other day. It might have been Stoney. I can't remember. Stoney.
Who did several, at least two that I know of, kind of Q&As online for these guys, for all the rookies.
Right. I saw that, which was amazing. Was
pretty special.
Very cool. I believe it was him, and the Facebook group can, I'm in there, so they can tag me and yell at me if I'm wrong. But I believe Stoney said that with the number of people that, you know, had other stuff to do this year, couldn't make it, that usually come, and the amount of interest that we're seeing from people that haven't done it yet, you might have to do three camps next year.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Does it?
I might have to might figure out another alumni there.
You might need an assistant commissioner. You might need a vice commissioner.
Well, my dad's coming next week, and he's going to be my assistant commissioner.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
So he's pretty excited. He used to participate. Mm-hmm. And then he had his ankle fused and had a couple other issues. So he's been wanting to come back. Then we had COVID. So he hasn't been in about 3 years. So he hadn't been to this facility. So he's excited about. So I've come back. And so I've brought him down for next week.
Nice. Well, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's going to be helping me out.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, listen, we have a really fun conversation with two of the campers, Kevin and AJ. I think you're going to enjoy hearing from them. I know you'll enjoy hearing from Kevin because you've enjoyed listening to him before. But AJ, he's like just like watching him out there, man. He played ball in college. He's a pro.
He's a baller.
Same with getting on the mic. His first ever podcast.
Oh.
Like natural. Uh-huh. Just a natural. He's great. So, all right, well, let's get right into it. Here they are, Kevin McAlpin, AJ Kissinger.
Well, we're back here at Fantasy Camp once a year, one of our favorite times of the year. Ricky, we're Northport, Florida, even though we feel like we're in Atlanta because of the weather. But
this is the only podcast every year where I can drink on air.
Oh.
That might be the first time I've admitted that. Hey, by the way, I haven't actually even had a sip
yet. Is
that
true?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. That's a good question.
Well, we've had a great time already this week. This is our fantasy camp from the 10th through the 15th, and we are we're calling this the rookie camp because the majority of the campers, it's their first time here, which is pretty special for me because the other group's been doing it for so long. Sometimes I feel like that I'm not doing enough because they already know what's going to happen, and so it's trying to mix it up, whereas this group, everything's completely new. So I get to see a lot of expressions and get to hear a lot of comments that take me back to 2011, 2012, when we started the other camp. So that it's exciting for me just because of that fact. I get to see a lot of people here that they're being involved in this community and kind of this organic movement that for the first time, and it's a lot of fun.
It is. Well, we're going to introduce, you know what, this will be a first. We're going to introduce one guest, and then the guest is going to introduce the other guest because they're teammates.
Yeah.
So I think that's the right way to do it. Well, a long time behind the Braves listeners know our first guest, Mr. Kevin McAlpin. Kev, this is your first camp. How you doing?
I'm sore. I'll tell you that. I'm I'm just glad I'm able to walk to and from the clubhouse. It's been a long week. It's been a fun week, but the hammies that were hanging in there pretty good the first couple days, starting to bark a little bit, Rick.
Kevin texted me right before he came down here, and he said, well, do you have any final advice for me? And I said, stretch every day.
Yeah.
Because I see some sore hamstrings at the times I've visited. I haven't played, but I see it. Mm-hmm. So stretch before
you
do.
Yeah. You know, and Greg's email said, get yourself in shape, run a little bit, just work on your legs. And my wife has been on me since the final day of the season. You better start hopping on the elliptical. You better get yourself in shape. And I told her, hon, I'm like, oval's a shape, round is a shape, and I feel pretty good about where I was. I wasn't in the best shape of my life, but I felt good coming in, and this has been a blast. It really has. And Greg, thanks so much for including me. And this has been it's been an awesome week. And I told a lot of people I felt like I was breaking so many rules because as media, I'm not allowed to go in the players' cafeteria. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to sit in their chairs in the clubhouse. I'm not allowed to have free reign in this complex. So I'm going to be in trouble if I come back for spring training in a few weeks because I'm going to just expect I can go wherever I want.
That's right. Yeah, they're like, hey, what are you doing? Listen, I'm a veteran of fantasy fantasy camp. I know what I need to be doing.
I'm going to get lunch in the academy. That's where I'm going.
That's right. And you were with Ian tonight, so yeah. I mean, he's kind of, you can sit down with him for lunch, and he can vouch for you.
Yeah, it's been awesome, and I've tried to convey to a lot of the campers that you're doing exactly what the big league players do. Mm-hmm. You're in their locker. You're in their clubhouse. You're using their training room. You're on their fields, guys. This and Greg, you obviously know this better than anybody. This is as close as you're ever going to get to being a major league ball player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is the full immersive experience. If you love the Braves, if you love Major League Baseball, this is the immersive experience that every Braves fan would want to have. I mean, you're rubbing elbows with all-stars and Hall of Famers and current players, and you're walking in their shoes. And that's really, as a fan, I mean, that's really one of the things that's the greatest thing that you could possibly do. So I see it on the faces. So I love that. It never gets old.
The clubbies are doing your laundry. They're cleaning your shoes. Yeah. I don't know what more you can ask for. I mean, it really is awesome.
And you're getting hazed. Wait, can we say that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
Initiated?
Initiated. There we go.
Yeah. I didn't know taking my shirt off in front of a big crowd was part of this either.
You couldn't. I mean, I watched. You were smiling the entire time. So I don't think it was the. I don't think it was the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
There's far worse.
And if anybody doesn't believe me, I have pictures. Yeah. Video to prove it. So.
Those will never see the light of day again.
Well, Kevin, you must be doing pretty well because I did catch one of your games today. Yep. You're batting, what, 3 or 4? You're right in the heart of the order.
I'm batting 4. I have no idea why. I have no power. I have no speed. I have nothing.
All right. Well, see, I'm leading this into you introducing your teammate here because I watched you guys. And it looked like to me this is the thump of the order of Team Mordecai Farnsworth. Those are your coaches, right? Yeah. Mike Mordecai, Kyle Farnsworth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you introduce the – you get on – wait, no, he gets on and you got to bring him home.
Yeah, he doesn't even stop on base. This guy just flies around the base.
That's right. I saw a homer today.
Matter of fact, he put one up on the berm in the main field a couple of days ago. AJ Kissinger, the pride of Southern California.
Nice.
Huge Brave fan. Huge fan of Braves Twitter and Braves social media. This guy has been, look, I know that there's a lot of awards that we're going to give out at the banquet on Saturday night. You want to talk about the Iron Man. This guy's out there pitching today. He's got to be numb. Half his body is numb. He's hitting home runs. He's flying around the base. He's making diving plays. AJ, man, this has been a blast. And I know we've had a lot of fun together the last few days. And hey, we're still alive. We still have a chance to win this thing.
We do.
That's the rumor.
Yeah. I think we need a loss from Team Avery and a win tomorrow. And I think we're going to sneak into the championship. So another chance to be on the main field of Cool today will be amazing.
Yeah.
And I think we'll be able to do it.
AJ, how's this? This is your first camp, right? You're a rookie.
Yes, sir.
How's it been for you?
Honestly, it's just been kind of a blur. I mean, my wife, Cassidy, she bought this experience for me for our first anniversary. And I remember I told her.
You got to keep her.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That she is a keeper.
What I want to know is how she's going to top it for the second anniversary.
Back to back weeks.
Yeah. But I had told her like early on when we started dating with fantasy camp, I always, when I was fresh out of college, I was fortunate enough to play some college baseball and I really wanted to come, but I wasn't old enough. And then, you know, life kind of happened. You know, I started working and then we started dating and I was like, you know what? I don't know if I'll ever get to go. It was just one of those things that I always wanted to do. And then she surprised me with it for our first anniversary. And so, I mean, the first morning you drive or the first afternoon when we're driving up for tryouts and you just see the giant Braves logo on the backside of the park, it's, you know, you just get chills because, you know, being a Braves fan and being kind of geographically challenged, being from Southern California, I haven't made out to Truist. I know that's probably a sin. I shouldn't admit that. You know, I never made it out to the Ted, but, you know, I made it here to Cool today and I get to play on the field. It's just been fantastic.
How did you become a Braves fan in Southern California? How did that happen?
So I have an older brother named Tony. He's 1 year older than me and his first team in T-ball was the Braves. And I just remember thinking, those are some pretty cool looking uniforms. And then the next year when I was old enough to play T-ball, I got one of those, you know, cheap plastic, I don't know if it was Rawlings but gloves, and it had Greg Maddux's signature in the pocket. And I remember asking my dad, and I was like, hey, what team does he play for? And he said the Braves, and I was like, cool jerseys, and I have the guy's glove? Like, absolutely, I'm stuck. So, you know, you make that decision when you're 5 years old, now I'm 30, 25 years later, still live and die by the Braves. So,
AJ, what's been something that, I know we all have expectations when we kind of roll into an event. What were some that you had that, you know, that have been met, or what's something that surprised you about what's going on so far this week? Because we've thrown a lot at you guys. There's probably some things that you didn't think about or anything you think is kind of interesting.
I would say personally, like, again, having a background in college baseball and playing at obviously not as high of a level as you did, but playing, you know, at a somewhat high level, you know, you want that competition, and you know, there's going to be some old timers out here that are, you know, might not move around as good as you do, but the competition's been really, really good. And I was shocked, you know, and it's not like, you know, a bad competition. It's very playful, but everybody's just, you know, everybody's trying hard. I'm sure the trainers can attest to it. We're leaving everything on the field. That's right. Amazing to just kind of experience that again, but also experience it wearing with Braves across your chest. Like, that's just a dream come true.
Kev can back me up on this because he's your teammate. So I came in and was watching you guys take BP in the cage this morning. I was watching everybody, and everybody's having a good time. And it's kind of like when you come to spring training and somebody that maybe you didn't know who they were, you didn't know the player, and they catch your eye like, whoa, who's that guy? AJ taking cuts in the cage. I went, wait a minute, is this a prospect? Like, who's here? Like, yeah. This dude is hitting. Am I right in that, Kev? My assessment? AJ's got a heck of a swing.
I think Chris Domino says it best when we do the pregame show and we talk about certain guys. He says certain players, they look like they're out of central casting. I mean, this guy looks like he looks the part.
Yeah.
He looks good. He looks really darn good in a uniform, okay? He looked pretty good with his shirt off tonight dancing with the YMCA as well in the initiation and made the rest of us look awful when we were dancing around. But, no, I mean, it's been fun, and it's been a blast to get to know him and all the guys, and whether they're on your team or you're playing against them or you're just talking to them in the clubhouse. I mean, it's everyone is here for, you know, the same reason. It's you're trying to live out that dream that you had when you were, you know, 10 years old in the backyard hitting wiffle balls. You're gonna play in the big leagues. My almost eight-year-old son, he goes, you're a Braves player now? I was like, well, I'm wearing their jersey and I'm getting ready in their locker room and I'm at their complex. So I kind of, but come Sunday, I won't be anymore. But no, it's been awesome. And, you know, the Braves have been so gracious with their facilities, especially given the circumstances. I mean, my goodness, this area was hammered by the hurricane a few months ago. And for this place, guys, to look as good as it does, and when you hear about stories of the surrounding area, it's remarkable. Mike Dunn, his whole crew down here, and everybody with the Braves down here in Northport have done just an awesome job to get this place ready.
Yeah, they've worked really hard for us. I think back when I was talking to them in October, we were at about 50-50 chance. Of course, I didn't share this with the campers, but, you know, we were about a 50-50 chance that we were going to be able to get this done. I didn't realize it, but they had lost 135 metric tons of dirt. So they rebuilt every field, every mound. And not only they didn't build the grass, but, you know, they replaced all the dirt, the warning tracks. It's just the fences were blown down. So for us to be here and then just being able to enjoy this, and it looks like, yeah, there's a few letters missing on some signs that they've got to get done before camp. But, I mean, the locker room's the same. The fields are playing the same. We're just super, super excited to be here because I know – the alumni were excited. That's the one thing that the alumni are always, they look forward to this. And being able to incorporate more alumni this year by having two camps, there were a lot of guys have been asking for years to be able to come down. And I'm sure you guys have noticed, these guys have a good time. They love you all being here. They love being able to coach you up. They love being able to tell stories and talk about, you know, allowing you to experience some of the things that we've experienced is always fun to kind of pass along some of that experience is a lot of fun. So hopefully you can see that from them.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, I have a weird memory because I walk in the clubhouse and I can remember the last couple of years of whose locker is who. And AJ, I was telling you, I'm like, oh, that one used to be, there's Matt Olson's locker and over there is Ozzie and Ronald. And I'm telling these guys, I'm like, you know, you guys are sitting in Ronald Acuna's locker. Like, that's his locker that he will have all of his personal stuff in. And I mean, again, as I was talking earlier, I mean, you're doing everything that these guys as big leaguers do. And this is something that, you know, not a lot of people get to experience, man. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm kind of hoping I get to come back next year too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to talk to the wife about that. But yeah. I
don't know. We need to ask her if she's having a good time. I mean, yeah, you're having a great time, but
no,
I mean,
she's got to not want to be on mic.
Yeah. I mean, she can just give us a thumbs up or down whether she's having fun.
That's good. AJ, how's it been? So you're on with Kevin, you're on Kyle Farnsworth and Mike Mordecai's team. How is that? How are they as coaches? How's that going?
You know, they're great. You know, we talked with Morty in the locker room today when we had a little bit of a rain delay, and just the stories he tells and the depth of the stories that he can tell is amazing. And, you know, Farnsworth, he's an intimidating human. I will say that. And I was like, I don't know if he likes me. I'm not sure. And then he kind of made a, you know, little backhanded compliment to me. And then he gave me just the smallest little smile. And I was like, okay, I think I'm in good with him. But no, you know, we had a dinner event last night. And I think one of the other campers had like a, you know, a kid, one of their sons that was there, probably maybe like 12, 14 years old. And I'm pretty sure Farnsworth was giving him weightlifting advice for about an hour, hour and a half. And I'm like, well, if he's going to get advice, that's probably the guy to get it from. And as far as being teammates with Kevin, I mean, shoot, I asked him, I was like, hey, do you have AA's number in your phone? He said, yeah. And I was like, well, you know, if Vaughn and Arcia don't work out, you know, we got the shortstop right here. Yeah. There's a third in-house option that we have.
No, believe me, you don't want that. I will say this, and it's funny because, you know, we were playing on the main field yesterday, and there's three different fields for folks. There's six teams, there's three fields, and you rotate and get a chance to play on all the fields. And we were in the main stadium here at Cool Today Park, and the ball caught me. I didn't catch the ball. The ball caught me, but it was a diving backwards play. We turned a double play, and I was just hoping to make Rafael Furcal proud because he was coaching third base for the other team, and I'm playing shortstop, and I'm like, well, I can't let him down. He's standing right there watching me. So, yeah, I made another one today. Didn't quite throw the guy out, but I'm like I said, I'm just glad I was able to go down and then get back up. That's the most important part of this whole thing. But, yeah, it's been fun. But believe me, you can do better than me at shortstop. I promise. If that's what it comes down to, we're all in a lot of trouble.
That's too good. Well, I know that outside of being sore, you know, and you know the kind of the after party life, right? There's a lot of dynamics to this camp, right? So there's I've shared this with everybody, the relationship. So you guys didn't know each other from Adam. You probably heard a little bit of Kevin on the radio, but you got a whole team that you kind of gone through this journey with, and even the hazing tonight, you know, the kind of YMCA thing that we do. What I love about this camp, when you see people kind of come together from all different parts of the country and they have one thing in common and they go away friends, that is very satisfying for me, especially as kind of, and I'm just an event coordinator, right? That's basically what I do
commissioner
for a living. Commissioner slash event coordinator, but that's that right. is We're very satisfying for me to see guys kind of hit it off and then how this thing evolves, because people will be coming back. They'll want to hook up, you know, when they come to Atlanta to see each other for the games. And so I love that part of it because it's just, it just happens. Because, you know, when everybody shows up, you kind of like, okay, who's this guy? Who's this guy? And then all of a sudden after day two, three, four, everybody becomes friends. Everybody loosens up a little bit. And then out Saturday night, you know, it's kind of tough to see everybody go, you know? So yeah. But that's one special part of this event that I've always enjoyed.
Me just being an observer and coming down to hang out, drink Greg's beer, eat his food.
And my bourbon, by the way.
And Kevin's bourbon. Hey, I bought, you paid for it.
I did pay for it.
I just stopped and got it. Lovely, lovely place right here on the highway that I stopped. Got some lotto tickets too. Nice. Anyways, yeah. No, one thing I do love just being a casual observer, like got into the Fantasy Camp Facebook group, which is great because that's a community that stays active year round.
1,000 people.
Yep, and they're active every day, seemingly. But beyond that, just people I've met, Jeremy Hudson is one who's a veteran who, when he comes to Atlanta, he and I'll usually say hi. Or if he's at the game, we'll go down and just catch up for a minute. I mean, and he's not the only one. I'm just using him as an example.
Yeah.
But I'm not even playing. I just come down and hang out for a couple of days. But it's you're building a relationship that, mm-hmm. that goes beyond just this week, which I think is pretty special. And I think that with both of you guys, I think that's something you're going to, especially when you get home next week, that's one thing that's really going to be the most, I guess, precious thing, for lack of a better word, is that the friendships that are going to carry beyond Northport and beyond this camp.
Ricky, our team's dropping like flies. Can you play tomorrow? We had Ian Anderson at the event.
You're
on
not
Friday
playing.
Night.
How early is your first game?
10 o'clock. All right. You're still in.
All right, I can move my alarm up a half hour.
No, here. Doug is itching to play. JB's itching to play, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to let him do that.
That's Greg's staff is itching to play. I think you should. Hey,
yeah, we got our both staff, and they both played college.
Both played in college.
Look, we've had a couple of casualties on our team, and we've still persevered, so it's going to make a great story, AJ, when we are out there spraying champagne on Saturday afternoon as champions, that we persevered, we got through this, and we'll all probably need a few weeks to to recover from all this nonsense.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like right now we're the 88 win team.
That's right.
Finish the season.
Don't let us get hot.
My point is, my thought is, if you hadn't blown out yet, you're probably not going to blow out. You might be really sore, but you're not going
to
blow out.
Why would you do that to us? we're right on the verge.
It's just a thought that I.
So see, like JB and Doug could be like the Soler, Peterson, Rosario. The championship DVD starts with who's your team? Teammate went down with a bad leg.
Yeah, Mark Franklin. Yeah, first day. Blew out his.
So that's where the championship DVD starts. And then at the end, it's him crutching one hand, champagne in the other.
I told him the story that I don't know if I shared this with everybody, but one of the first camps we did, guy was trying to make a relay play. He forgot to catch the ball with his glove and he caught it with his finger and the bone popped out. And he went, it was the very first game. He goes to the emergency room, gets stitched up, comes back, does not miss a game for the rest of camp. So I said, hey, you could beat that. I mean, he got the Iron Man award. We may give you that if you can make a comeback and play.
Well, I told him, I said, it was game one. He had an awkward slide. I said, all you need to do with those crutches is go out to right field for the first pitch of the game, and then we'll take you out. You're in the box score. You played the game. You're the Iron Man. It's just that easy.
There you go.
Our luck, the first pitch of the game's hit to right field.
Yeah. There's starting to merry-go-round. There's been a lot of ball magnets this week, I've seen. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For both of you, this being your first camp, for anybody that's thought about coming to fantasy camp but hadn't pulled the trigger, or they don't have a wife that's great enough to purchase it for them for their anniversary, what would be your biggest selling point? I mean, what has been, like, if they're thinking about it, why do they need to come?
I'm going to be honest. The first time I put on, I mean, the Navy jerseys we get are amazing. They're great. But the home whites, I remember looking in the mirror and my brain was doing this weird flip-flop between this is so cool and this is like borderline sacrilegious that I am in a full Braves uniform in the Braves clubhouse. So, I mean, you know, any skill level, if you played baseball, if you didn't, if you just love baseball, if you love the Braves, like it's just the best experience. Like it's hard to put into words how cool it is. You know, we played the first day we had, both our games were on the backfield and that was still an amazing experience, but walking into Cool Today Park, and I mean, this is probably crass, but I went to the restroom that's underneath in the tunnel and I was like, oh my God, who else has used the restroom here? Like, this is amazing.
It's a family show.
That was clean.
Yeah, that was good.
No, I tried.
No. I echo what he said. I mean, anybody who is, I mean, we all dreamed of it as kids, right? Mm-hmm. We were all out there as 7-year-olds playing Little League like my kid is, and he talks about wanting to play for the Braves someday. Mm-hmm. And Alex, if you're listening, I believe it's 2033 he's the high school class of.
So hey,
mark your calendars. It's right around the corner. But no, I mean, we all have had those dreams, mm-hmm. and those visions of being out there and the game-winning hit and the game on the line. I had a chance today with the bases loaded and popped up to the catcher, and I'm not happy about it. But I guess what I'm getting at is, if you love this game, which I know we all do, getting a chance to just go through everything, I'll say this, it gives you a better appreciation for what these players do every single day. 162 times plus 6 weeks of spring training. I mean, it is a grind. And when you see guys that put on that uniform every day and go out to the post for you get such a better appreciation. I mean, we're 4 days into this thing and we're all hobbling around here and just hoping to survive. It's survival of the fittest right now. So I would say that if you want to just really have a full understanding of what it's like to be even just a pro ball player, you don't have to be in the big leagues, but it's an experience and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
If I could extrapolate AJ's example of the bathroom a little bit to the grander scale of the whole facility.
Please do, Ricky.
So the field that I watched you guys play on today on field two, when I came out and saw you guys, like I was watching the game and I was trying to think back to last spring. What was the last thing I saw on this field when I was here last spring? And then it hit me. I was like, oh, that's right. The first time I saw Matt Olson take BP in a Braves uniform was on that field. He and Ronald were both taken. This was Ronald still wasn't back yet from the injury, but Ronald was back there and he was trying to show everybody that he was ready to come back. And then I got to see Matt Olson swing in a Braves uniform for the first time and watching him, and he was hitting some bombs mm-hmm. that day. So the point being, everywhere you step on this facility, it could be field two. It could be the bathroom. It could be it's the cafeteria. It really is. This is there's nothing fake about it.
The bullpens, the cages, the half field. They're using all of them.
Every single bit of it. I mean, when we're back here, when I'm back here next month to start doing our stuff with Braves marketing with all the players, I mean, everywhere you guys are walking, everywhere you're eating, everywhere you're doing everything on this facility, it's exactly where these guys are going to be next month with the big league team. And I can't describe to folks how cool it is. You've got to come experience it.
That's the best way to put it. Park.
At Cool Day Park.
Well, and one thing I was going to say about Kev is that even as ball players, we can relate to going back to my first time I put on that Braves uniform and Bobby Cox allowed me to pitch the first game of spring training, you know, or being my locker was next to Greg Maddox's and on the other side was David Justice. We all, that experience is related to the same thing because you dreamed of that and then to do it. So even though you may not have been able to experience that part of trying to be on a big league team, but this gives you a sense of what it was like. So it's kind of the same thing that we can relate as alumni to what you're experiencing, because we experience very much of the same thing. And so it's fun to watch that because it takes us back to when it happened to us, when we got to do it for the first time. And I think that's what's so special about it. And I think that's why these guys come back every year. It's not because of the amount of money I pay them, because I don't pay them that much. But I think it's because they get so excited watching how excited you guys yeah. are. And you can tell they're having a good time because they wouldn't. I mean, I've done this long enough to where if the guys aren't doing a very good job and they're not kind of engaging, then they don't come back. Mm-hmm. And these guys, they always ask me, hey, you know, you're doing fantasy camp. Do you think I could be a part of that? And I've had that over and over and over again. And they really enjoy it because I think they feed off that enthusiasm. They feed off of the excitement of what it's like to be here together and to experience, you know, some of the things that you're talking about.
Well, and I'll say this too. And AJ, we talked about this the other day. The players see the game. You guys see, Greg, you guys see the game so differently than the rest of us. And the coaches do such a great job of getting that to us. I was playing shortstop and I was shaded too far to the third base side. Kyle Farnsworth looks at me and goes, take three steps to your left. What happened the very next pitch? It was a dead double play ball exactly where he put me. We turned it and got out of a bases loaded one out jam and didn't give up a run. And it's the same thing. You've been pitching a lot. You've been doing a lot of work with Kyle and Morty's been great with you. But I guess what I'm getting at is these guys see the game differently. And as fans and as people who love the game, that kind of experience is, I mean, you can't put a price on that. That's invaluable resources we're getting here.
Yeah, I mean, just the lens that with all their experience that they see the game that we see as like a casual fan, it's like, you know, we're playing checkers and they're playing chess. It's astounding the depth of baseball knowledge that they have. And again, if you go to fantasy camp, you get a little short glimmer to soak in as much of that as you can. And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you get to take your shirt off in front of everybody.
There you go. Yeah,
thanks a lot, Greg. Hey, I thought I was here to work.
And sometimes you can get abused. You know, I mean, kangaroo court, there's plenty of guys that leave themselves out there and they just eat it up.
That's part of it. Welcome to the show.
Well, and I tell the story years ago about a guy that came to camp, and I knew this guy, if I walked into his office or his board meeting, this guy would not be the guy that you want to talk to. But we were just treating him like a rookie, and he would laugh and loved every minute of it. But you know, he'd flip a switch, and he was a totally different person in life. But they come here, they can kind of get away from who they are, and they can just enjoy this and be kind of, you know, a different person. And it's funny to think about that, but there's all these people here, they get here and they get to be almost a kid again, right? You get to be, think about how much you love baseball. And then some of these guys, you know, they're younger, you're younger, you probably grew up watching some of these guys play, right? And so you get that aspect of it. And I just think all that's just fascinating to me. And I love talking to these guys about, well, tell me what you do, you know, and, you know, what's your real job, what you do in life, and then getting to meeting them. And I'm like, oh, I've met the most fascinating people down here. And I love that part too, developing all these relationships. And so we play golf and like we connect other ways. But there's just so many facets to this experience that go beyond just playing the game of baseball that just is just my favorite time of the year. But anyway, I know that we wouldn't be able to do it, and I tell people this too, we wouldn't be able to have this experience if it wasn't for great people like yourselves that want to come do it. Because, and then it wouldn't also work if we had a bunch of jerks who were alumni, right? So it works both ways. And fortunately enough, we've always attracted just quality individuals that want to be down here and want to have fun. And then we've place some pretty good alumni that kind of fit that mold, and the dynamics has been phenomenal.
Well, that's the one thing. When you retire, I've heard so many guys say it, the one thing you miss is putting on that uniform, and it's not playing the games is fun, but it's that 2 or 3 hours before the game. You're sitting in the clubhouse, you're telling stories, you're talking about the game. You guys all get to put the uniform back on. And Eddie Perez told me, and Rafael Furcal told me, these guys, they just love to get back in uniform again and go out there, and they're not playing, but they're hanging out, they're talking, and they're helping you try to get better. And that, to me, I think is really cool too. You guys, as alumni, you're getting to put the jersey back on again. And that's got to be a thrill as well.
Yeah,
it's cool for me sitting. So when I come down and I'm still, you know, doing my regular day job where I'm answering emails and taking a couple meetings on Zoom and all that kind of stuff. I know it is. No, it's not. I love my job. If my bosses are listening, I love you and my job. But no, I've set up in the room where the coaches kind of come in between games, before games, and talk about, like, today, you know, with the rain, had to shift some things around. It's like, okay, how are we going to do this? This is what we're going to do. But part of what's great, and this has happened every time I'm down here, coaches come in there and they start talking about, all right, who are we going to start? And it's it's not a joke. Like, they're in this, they're here to have fun, number one, but they're here to win too.
I mean
they're sitting there going, all right, who's our best guy we can throw for this? And that's legit. And I've watched them it's one of those rare opportunities where I literally have to be a fly on the wall, because I'm kind of in the corner behind my laptop, not contributing anything to fantasy camp, just
ordering. Hear the suggestion box too, right?
Yeah, I hear that too. Yeah,
my portable suggestion box.
Yeah. So, but that's really cool. I mean, they're really into it. Everybody that is here is fully invested
for
in
sure.
It's great to see.
For sure.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time. I know we're taking it away from the
drinking,
the after party.
I was gonna say the after party, but sure, downstairs, so we won't keep you from that any longer.
Cornhole, ping pong, pool.
Yeah, cigars, all kinds of fun stuff.
Great. Do you have any left? Can I get one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we're good.
I would ask, but I mooch off of him all the time in the office. So, yeah.
Greg, can I get two?
There we go. AJ, Kev, thank you guys so much, man.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys.
It's been awesome. Greg, thank you again. Yep. This has been a blast.
A lot of fun. Thanks for being with us.
Braves Country, as always, we here on Behind the Braves are so proud to be brought to you by our partners over at Jostens. If you haven't already done so, get over to jostens.com/Braves and shop the official Atlanta Braves World Series Champions 2021 fan collection. Celebrate for the A with a fan collection perfect for everyone. Honor the Braves' historic 2021 World Series win with jewelry, commemorative keepsakes, all kinds of cool stuff over there. Whether you're looking for a gift or something for yourself or just something for the Braves fan in your life, jostens.com/Braves is the place to go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.